Bell's theorem cannot decide whether quantum mechanics is complete or not, but only between it and any local hidden variables theory. If quantum mechanics is correct, and Einstein believed it was, since it had passed every experimental test in his day, then Bell's theorem implied that any hidden variables theory that replicated its results had to be non-local. Bohr would have regarded, as others do, the results of Alain Aspect's experiments as support for the Copenhagen interpretation. Einstein would probably have accepted the validity of the results testing Bell's inequality without attempting to save local reality through one of the loopholes in these experiments that remained to be closed. However, there was another way out that Einstein might have accepted, even though some have said that it violates the spirit of relativity, the no-signaling theorem. It was discovered that it is impossible to exploit non-locality and quantum entanglement to communicate useful information instantaneously from one place to another, since any measurement of one particle of an entangled pair produces a completely random result. After performing such a measurement, an experimenter learns nothing more than the probabilities of the outcome of a possible measurement on the other entangled particle conducted at a distant location by a colleague. Reality may be non-local, allowing faster-than-light influences between entangled pairs of particles in separate locations, but it is benign, with no spooky communication at a distance. Whereas Aspect's team and others who tested Bell's inequality ruled out either locality or an objective reality, but allowed a non-local reality, in 2006, a group from the universities of Vienna and Gdansk became the first to put non-locality and realism to the test. The experiment was inspired by the work of the British physicist Sir Anthony Leggett. In 1973, and not yet knighted, Leggett had the idea of amending Bell's theorem by assuming the existence of instantaneous influences passing between entangled particles. In 2003, the year he won the Nobel Prize for his work on the quantum properties of liquid helium, Leggett published a new inequality that pitted non-local hidden variable theories against quantum mechanics.